Hey, 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 closet dwellers and bold move makers. It is time once again for a Life Uncloseted riff and rant. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, bold move expert and coming out coach. And I know some of you probably wonder, okay, well, coming out coach, I'm not coming out of the closet. Yes, you are. We all have these closets to come out of. And today's story is a closet I'm coming out of, real life, real time, and here's what's going on. I am in the middle of selling a house and buying a house. Yeah, it's kind of challenging right now, but it's caused me to really step back and think about things. And what got me thinking this week was there's these things in real estate, and those of you who bought and sold houses, you kind of know, maybe you know if you've ever had to contend with this, that there's this thing called contingencies, which means that nothing can move forward until you meet these contingencies. Sometimes they can be inspection contingencies, it can be selling a property before you can buy the next one. It can be financial contingencies. And all these things show up. Most of the time, it's in the best interest of everyone concerned. Now, our particular house that we're selling had three basic contingencies put on it. One, inspection. Two, financial. And three, that we had to sell this property before we could buy our next one. And most of these have been a real pain in the side since we started them, but it's all part of the process. But it got me thinking, what are the contingencies you're putting on your life? What are those contingencies you're putting on your life that are holding you back from moving forward to living a life uncloseted? And I'm going to do some little parallels here, kind of mirroring what I've learned. So, inspection contingencies. Now, those on a house are so that when you buy a house, an inspector comes out and checks to make sure everything works and all that stuff, and whatever doesn't work, then you need to either fix them, or you can say, we're not fixing those things. But I wonder, have you ever really started to inspect your life and go, what do I need to fix? I know that's kind of an obvious question, but what are you inspecting that you continue to inspect and inspect and inspect, but you either don't fix it, or you don't stand up and say, no, that's not going to get fixed, let's move on. The second contingency that a lot of people get into in buying houses is the financial one. So is there enough money? Do you have enough money down? Are you going to be able to get the loan? But I'm asking you, what are the financial contingencies you keep putting on your life? Oh, when I have enough money, when I have enough puts in the bank, when I make that $100,000 a year versus the $70,000 a year or the $50,000 or the $30,000, whatever those milestones are. But the question really comes down to, even if you reach those milestones, is that the assurance that you need to move yourself forward? I would invite you to really inspect the contingency of money. Because no matter how much money you have, I know it's going to sound crazy, not that I have millions, but no matter how much money you have, most of the time, it's a limiting belief in your own mind that you can't do something until you have the money. The third thing that came up in our contingencies was whether we could sell this house before we could buy our other house. Now, that's pretty obvious. For most of us, we don't want to be paying for two mortgages, but I'm wondering, what are you trying to sell or not selling that keeps you from being in your life, living your life uncloseted? In other words, are you selling yourself a line of crap that this has to happen in order for this to move forward? Or are you truly not selling what you need to do and just avoiding it? Maybe you're not selling yourself the truth that in order to do this, I've got to do this. And instead, you keep ignoring. You keep ignoring what you need to sell yourself into doing. So for instance, coming clean once again, I know for the past 2 weeks, I have not been able to work because there has been so much going on with this house, and because I work from home, it's easier for me to take care of this stuff than for my husband to do it a lot of times. But what I had to finally sell myself into believing is everything's going to be okay. I did a little bit of work with clients, but not doing near what I've been doing, and it's all going to be okay. I had to sell myself into that belief. And so sometimes when we get into the selling contingency, what we either do is we sell ourselves a belief that doesn't work, or we sell ourselves a belief that is overinflated, and then we don't get anywhere. So I'm inviting you to look at those sort of things as well. Because here's what I've learned over the last couple of weeks. Contingencies can help you or they can hinder you. But if you don't pay attention to them, They're just a contingency. Think about that. And what are the contingencies in life you really, truly need to be paying attention to so that you can bring yourself into the beautiful, powerful world of making bold moves and living your life unclosetedly? So that's it. That is a wrap for this Life Uncloseted Riff and Rant. But before we go away, I have a little favor to ask. I know many of you out there are making bold moves. You're finding ways to do things that you've been challenged by, but you're doing them. You are stepping out and you're living your life uncloseted. And what I would love to do for you is I would love to share your stories here on Life Uncloseted. It could be I interview you. It could be on a riff and rant. I just tell your story without an interview. But I would love, 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 love to hear from you. So if you're interested in sharing your story, you want to be featured, you want me to tell a little bit about you in a riff and rant, just email me at rick@rickclemons.com. That's rick@rickclemons, C-L-E-M-O-N-S.com. With a little bit about your story, how to get a hold of you, and I would love to start to feature some of my listeners. It's just a little bit of way of giving back and encouraging other people to go live their life uncloseted. So that's it. Take care, everyone. We will catch you in just a few days with another version of Life Uncloseted.